Morning, everyone. Let's talk about morning routines and why are they so hard to establish? Why are so many people, including myself, have so many difficulties to establish a working morning routine? And I don't know. I don't know about you, but for myself, I consider myself as a person who is quite productive. But on the other hand, I struggle so much by sticking to either a morning or even an evening routine by going to bed with, not looking on your phone for the last 25 minutes, or just reading a book, having something to give me an easier sleep. I'm not even doing that, even if I know it would benefit me and help me. But I'm equally struggling with a morning routine. And now for years, I would love to have one. So my living situation is also that I don't have a permanent home, so I sort of made excuses for myself to not be able to implement the morning routine because of my unstable living situation, as I have to move around a lot. Don't have, a place I really call home. But I think that's just it's absolutely an excuse. A morning routine can be an absolute simple thing. Can be just a simple thing like drinking one glass of water, getting up first thing in the morning. You don't take your phone. You just go to have some water ready and drink that one. And just share with you what I do usually when I get up in the morning, and what I did for years. I usually wake up pretty early. My body just wakes me up at around 6, depending, sometimes later, depending on stress level I'm having inside my head, inside my body. The biggest stress I have, the earlier I wake up. Let's say, take today for example, I woke up at 4 a.m. and I don't have much stress level, but I feel like I need to do something today because yesterday I was at a full day event and I felt like I need to catch up on work because of that and catch up on a few things. So the stresses myself in my head. So I woke up at 4 and then recently, I just decided to not to try to fall asleep again, but to try to use those hours. And I have to say one thing also, if you don't have a 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or 7 to 3 or whatever the normal office hours for yourself is, if you don't have a job like this, it's quite liberating to know that I can get up at 4, do my own things, get my own stuff done, and don't have to worry that maybe at in the afternoon at my workplace I will, uncontrollably fall asleep or I can't perform anymore. And as I used to work as a dentist before, that fear was of course there. If you wake up at 5 a.m., your first patient is at 8 a.m. and your last patient maybe at 4 p.m. Then you're a little bit worried that your performance slips and the last patient doesn't get a good treatment anymore. And what I didn't research enough was just biohacking, performance enhancing with easy things like intermittent fasting or just cutting out breakfast in the morning, eating less carbs during lunch break and stuff like this, so everything which reduces your performance. And I have to say, I studied medicine and dentistry, so I went over 8 years to medical university, and they didn't teach you how to perform high as a doctor, which is, in my opinion, one of the highest performing jobs out there. And nobody ever talk to us about, have an effective morning routine, have an effective evening routine, watch your breakfast, maybe don't have a breakfast. And I even called I even saw so many times that women, female doctors or students got shamed in the operation theater when at 8:30 a.m. or 9 a.m. they had to stand, had to come in the operation theater. They were able to assist, or they were allowed to assist, which was great, but then they fainted a little bit, or they fainted completely, and then they got shamed for it because, you know, oh, this weak girl or female medical student, she probably didn't eat proper breakfast and that's why she fainted. And but you know, that culture in the operation theater is if you faint, you're weak. But I mean, it happened to me that the first operation of the week, I just don't feel good right away in the operation theater, and sometimes I had to sit down and calm down and get away from the patient. And for myself, because I know when I'm gonna faint, and I feel it a couple of minutes before, so I just said I need a couple of minutes. I was sitting down, I was waiting. I was waiting for 7-8 minutes. Didn't matter. Of course, the surgeon didn't like it, but what can you do? Better than fainting. And some of those other colleagues, female colleagues, they just, you know, they wanted to push through. They didn't wanna faint and be the weak one. But then, of course, you know. If you feel dizzy, you will faint if you don't sit down, and that's what happens. And then it's even worse because then you get shamed from other doctors. And then, you know, those girls, they probably have a healthy routine about not eating breakfast in the morning, and then they got forced to eat breakfast because they thought, okay, now that's what I need to do to get to be able to assist at a 9 a.m. operation in the morning. In my opinion, that's just not true. The other possibilities to biohack your body to get you there, and nobody was talking about that. Nobody. It's just this old belief of you need to have a good breakfast, which is just, you're all doctors, we should all know much more about nutrition, but we all don't. It's so mind-blowing now in hindsight, when I'm gone from medicine since, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and dentistry 2 years, and now living in Bali and going a little bit more deeper into biohacking nutrition and getting more into high performance, all the things just don't add up anymore. And I just see things like intermittent fasting, cutting out breakfast, trying to get a morning routine going, trying to get an evening routine going. Structuring your day, structuring your phone, structuring your laptop, a mind map, headspace, meditating, breathwork, all these things, they can really elevate your health. So that's why I really, really want to get into having a healthy morning routine. And I watched some great videos, some great suggestions. A couple of months ago, I think even over a year ago, I watched one guy who said, just don't make a big deal out of it. Start with, and that's also, I think, my tip, what I want to get into. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just getting up out of bed and just making your bed, that's one win. Divide it in wins. You know, you make your bed, you have one win. You drink one glass of water, you have another win. You splash your face with water, another win. And what my win at the moment, I'm taking a picture of my hand. So if I wake up between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., I make a picture of my full hand with five fingers for 5 a.m. And I post it. I post it on Instagram. And like this, I have my own little accountability group for myself. But actually, I want to maybe establish an accountability group for this. Get a couple of people together who do the same thing. We're posting this 5 a.m. five a.m. thing, and maybe we're gonna do a little group on Telegram or Slack or something like this, where we are accountable for each other and just posting this picture. I think that's a good idea. We'll get a couple of people together. Actually, you know what? I'm making the decision right now to start a Telegram group for the 5 a.m. club and here in Bali. Let's see who wants to join. There you go. What else? Morning routine for myself. I really don't want to touch my phone in the morning straight away. Sometimes it's just hard. It's really hard. My first, always, my first grip in the morning is to my phone. And it works sometimes really great. Sometimes, you know, I wake up in the morning, get my phone, stay in bed, and get some work done. But what I realized it's not healthy over the long run. If I don't have work, then I just go on my phone and watch social media, and that's just not healthy. It's much better, in my opinion, if I just get up, go somewhere where there's light, and take this five finger picture. So like this, I accomplish a couple of things. I accomplish that I get up out of bed, I stand up, I go somewhere where there's light. As soon as there's light for myself, I feel, oh, the morning already started, the day started. It's hard for me to get up when it's dark and to have the feeling of, oh yeah, it's a good time to get up. It's still dark, but it's okay. It's already a good time to get up. But if I see a little bit of sunlight, I feel already, yes, day is already starting. I can get up. So I accomplished those two things: getting out of bed, seeing light, feeling light, and getting that feeling in myself. Yeah, it's time to get up. That's okay. I feel awake. I feel fit. I feel good. Let's do it. And so yeah, that this is then I'm trying to drink water now. I have a big bottle of water next to my bed. And what I realized, I just don't drink enough, especially at night before just going to sleep, because I don't want to wake up and go to the toilet. So the other thing is definitely in the morning, I heard the story from Tom Brady, the football quarterback, who drinks a couple of liters of water every morning. It's one of his morning routines. So that's just stuck in my head. I don't know why, but you know, sometimes it happens, right? Something sticks in your head. You will never know when it happens. You talk to hundreds of people, but something sticks, and that stuck with me. So the importance of drinking water in the morning. And I realized also that a lot of times when I was hungry in the morning and I was craving breakfast, I was just thirsty. And so many times when I'm feeling hungry, I'm actually really thirsty. So if I drink, let's say, half a liter of water when I'm hungry, my hunger is gone, and not for 20 minutes. It's gone for a long time. And now, being in Bali and meeting people who go more into biohacking and telling me they're eating once a day, one meal a day, and just made me think, it just saves so much time. And now you have so much more time during the day. Imagine you don't have to make yourself a breakfast in the morning. You don't have to buy the breakfast. You don't have to wash everything afterwards. That saves money and time. Some of you probably would say, no, it doesn't save any money because you still have to eat later. I argue against it. You know, if I ate two meals a day and both meals are a little bit bigger, I feel that's cheaper than eating three different meals a day. But anyway, everybody has his own thing. But intermittent fasting is definitely something I want to get into. I tried it for a little bit, like 1 month, and it was really good. I really liked it and enjoyed it. And what made me realize, at intermittent fasting, I tried to eat after 11 a.m. and then stopped eating at 8 p.m. And after 8 p.m., only water and nothing else. And it's quite liberating and quite interesting. If you after 8 p.m. you socialize with people, you don't drink any alcohol anymore. Like, I stopped drinking alcohol anyway, but for me, I stopped drinking sugary drinks like Coca-Cola. If you're in a bar, people ask you, hey, just drink something or with me, or what do you want? And then you just get for a Coke or Sprite and some absolute ridiculous things you don't need. And that was just, oh, I just drink water because I do intermittent fasting, and people respect that. They don't respect if so much if you say, oh, just water. I don't know, in a bar scenario, people are just not, so many people are just not used to that. But if you tell them, I do intermittent fasting, I don't eat after 8 p.m., everybody accepts that. I accept it. I had a dinner and the other day, a friend of mine joined. I asked her, she wants to share something, she wants to have something. She said, no, I do intermittent fasting, all good. And that's it. There was no second try from my side to offer her more food or drink or anything. So it was, and the same thing happened with me when I told everybody I don't drink. Nobody asks and offers me a drink a second time. So intermittent fasting is also something really good to go into, put into your morning routine, so you don't have to drink a coffee. Because the next thing what I learned is that your body produces hormones for the first 2 hours of the day, so you don't need to drink any coffee. You know, if you even suppress hormones which wake you up in the first 2 hours of the morning. So if you manage to get rid of your coffee addiction in the morning, you can actually, in the first 2 hours, especially, so you wake up the first 2 hours, you just drink water, you just wake up naturally, and you have your first coffee after the first 2 hours of your day. So like this, your body gets into the habit of naturally producing hormones to wake you up again, and this reduces your coffee intake immensely. Because what happens is also, if you take your first coffee the first 2 hours of the morning, the second coffee doesn't hit you anymore so much. You know, the second coffee is then at work after maybe a snack, or third coffee after your lunch break, and then you feel more tired. So it's just a ripple effect. So if you cut out your first coffee in the morning and just have the first coffee at 11 a.m. or even after lunch, suddenly this one coffee kicks completely and you're just more awake and you'll eat way less coffee than before. So this is also one thing which I try to implement in my morning routine. So far I did it, actually. So yeah, let's wrap it up. The moment is when I wake up, I'm trying to get out of my bed, go somewhere there's light, make a picture of my hand. Trying to get up before 6, so I make a picture of my 5 fingers of my hand. I drink water. I try to realize that the morning started. And also what I would to integrate is being grateful. Just be grateful for the day. Be grateful that you wake up so early. Just say, be grateful for having this ability to wake up that early. The next thing, just drink a lot of water. And the last thing is, do something you enjoy. Just don't do work. If you enjoy work, just do it. But if you enjoy something else, just do the thing you really enjoy doing, so you're looking forward to the morning. That's what I would definitely advise, and not going into the mode of I need to get to work now. And the last thing is, have little wins. You know, just make your bed, have one win, drink a glass of water, another win, splash cold water or splash water in your face, and another win. And then you already did a couple of things in the morning. And yeah, that's a pretty good morning routine. I think I will implement that one. Yeah, sounds good to me. I will do that. I'm awake. Woke up today at 4 a.m. in the morning. Now it's 6 a.m. And I haven't drank any coffee, just water, read a book, recorded this episode, decided to record my first episode. I'm gonna publish that one, even if it's the beginning is weird, but I felt really good doing it. The first minute I felt awkward, the last minute I feel amazing. And yeah, that's it for the first episode. Thanks so much, guys. See you, hear you at the next one.